AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A development in the case of Bill Cosby, accused by a number of women who say they were drugged and raped by the comedian. According to documents obtained by the Associated Press, Cosby admitted in 2005 that he secured Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women he wanted to have sex. Attorney Gloria Allred is representing some of Cosby's alleged victims.
Well, this is a very big deal because he's been trying to hide this truth from the public for many years. And so we're very gratified that the truth is out.
President Obama says the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State is gaining ground amid an expanded U.S. effort. But he admits it's still difficult to fight what he describes as a nimble and opportunistic enemy.
More Sunni volunteers are coming forward. Some are already being trained, and they can be a new force against ISIL.
President's Pentagon visit followed a wave of weekend airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in eastern Syria. A bill to remove the Confederate flag from South Carolina's Capitol grounds has made it through the state Senate.
During the debate, Republican State Senator Tom Davis said there is only one reason to vote to take down the Confederate battle flag.
Let's do it because it's the right thing to do.
Davis adds he and his fellow legislators have a chance to begin turning the state from its racist past.
The nation is now, the world has now, and for the past 19 days has been, watching South Carolina and taking our measure. Forming opinions about our state and our constituents that will last for generations to come.
The 37-3 vote moves the bill onto the state house. I'm Tim McGuire.
Top Hollywood producer Jerry Weintraub has died, cardiac arrest at 77. He had worked with the most famous of stars, Elvis, Sinatra, Clooney, and was a close friend of former President H.W. Bush. This is AP Radio News. Britons are marking the 10th anniversary of suicide bomb attacks on London's transit system. Survivor Gil Hicks lost both legs in an underground bomb explosion in 2005.
How has the taking of my legs, and more importantly, how is the taking of innocent lives ever going to further anybody's cause? I see no outcome from the terrible tragedy that we saw here in London 10 years ago.
Prime Minister David Cameron says the recent slaying of 30 Britons, rather British tourists in Tunisia, was a reminder that terror threats remain real and deadly. Pope Francis talked about the importance of family during an outdoor mass in Ecuador.
La familia constituye la gran riqueza social.
His mass was attended by hundreds of thousands of people in a port city. He then returned to Ecuador's capital for a formal courtesy visit to President Rafael Correa. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.